Now, I need to be careful what I'm going to say here because I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm about to say. I don't think you should bite off more than you can chew with church attendance. Now, what do I mean by that? What I'm saying is this. I'd rather you be consistent Sunday mornings than be than come to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Thursday for an entire month, and then we don't see you for like 6 months.
Right? Yeah.
Right? Because it's just too much for you. I'd rather you just be consistent with one service and then add services thereafter.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to take a mental picture of everyone who's here now. Recorded. All right, got it. Don't bite off more than you can chew. And look, if you come Sunday morning, you come Sunday night, you miss, obviously, people miss all the time. Who cares, right? I mean, it happens. People get sick or for whatever reason. But if you miss because you just don't feel like coming to church, maybe you bit off more than you can chew.
Right.
Try to be consistent with just a little bit that you can do. And it's not shameful to say, well, man, I feel ashamed that I can only read, you know, one chapter a day. Why be ashamed when there's people out there who just don't even read that at all?
Right, yeah.
There's people who don't even read the Bible. Yeah. Hey, there's pastors who won't even read the Bible.
Yeah.
You're ahead. You're light years ahead of them. The Bible says in Hebrews 5, you don't have to turn there. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. What do we need? We need to exercise and use our senses and read the word of God little by little and not try to bite off more than we can chew. Don't try to go for the massive steak if you haven't been able to digest a little piece. Okay. Don't try to get into end times Bible prophecies and the intricacies thereof if you don't have the basics of the Christian life down.